coverage of major news events. So that is one of the things we're all up against right now as a major news media. How do we keep ourselves informed, really, and not fall victim to believing that what we're told in the press and the other media is true? And of course, on television, it's even worse because that's showbiz. That's not even the news that comes across on television. It's just the showbiz. It's not the news at all.
Respect yourself, love yourself, and just...
But the real thing.
You know, stop being what a man wants them to be, and you know, start realizing who they are and what they are. You know what I'm saying? If they want to wear the short skirt, if they want to wear the baggy jeans, do whatever it is that they want to do.
When guys say, like, bitch or hoe, it don't bother me because, for the simple fact, one, they not talking about me. And where I'm from, the west side of Chicago, we could see our homegirls and be like, what's up, bitch? Shut the fuck up, you stupid. You know what I mean? It's all in fun. It really depends on how you say the shit. And you know when somebody's saying it wrong. Or you know when they're trying to be derogatory about the shit.
And some autographed bitches.
Clean my bathroom bowl every day.
A great deal. Just like Sorensen Video has a certain look, and H.263, which is their codec, has a certain look, and VP3 has a certain look.
I was sitting here wondering where my life would be if God didn't hold me.
saved me, downloaded me, he told me life could get hard, it could scold me. My soul was paper thin, it was easy to fold me, and drugs controlled me and sold me. Walking this world, going off coca leaves, and water literally choking me, soaking me, provoking me.
At least from the loss, make something happen.
I volunteered to be on the bargaining committee along with Jane, Tara, Decadence, Naomi, Velvet, and two members of the support staff.
And it just automatically broke up everything, and my father was angry, and we haven't spoken in like 10 years.
I'm sorry you did.
Somewhat.
Scott. Often, others among the 85 of us workers participated as well.
Influence on society, N.W.A. Change. Influence on the youth? Come on, cuz. Pop was like the next Malcolm.
Yo, turn this shit up.
Which brings us to the millennium. Dead Prez. What? What? Still keeping it thorough. Still keeping it conscious. Thoroughbred entertainment. Lost legacy. Survivors.
The red is for the blood in my arm. The black is for the gun in my palm. And the green is for the charm that grows natural. Like locks on Africans. Holding the smoke from the herb in my abdomen. Camouflage for T's and dashiki. Somewhere in between the W.A. and P.E. I'm playing like Steve Vigo. Raised in the ghetto by the people.
in Berlin today. Even here, the most striking symbol of division of the Germans was removed. The Grand Turkish now.
Your main option you have is whether or not you want to choose a line or not a line.
We didn't have a lawyer, but our union provided us with a negotiator.
Undo that last edit. You how a line works.
Anthony Beatty, who had experience fighting anti-union lawyers.
The consciousness was uncontrolled and needed to be confined.
With a line enabled, whenever you create a sample and painting relationship, when you begin painting again, that relationship is maintained.
To see the lessons. This is all. This is all. Do not fear it, do not feel judgment towards it.
That's bad.
Who was next? It was Clyde, right? He must have killed Clyde. Well, it could have been Deputy Andy, wasn't he?
Oh, all I can tell you is who's going to be last.
The sound of firefights between the Diego Loyalists.
Lasting Hanna-Barbera contribution could be the sound effects. The sound effects of somebody running in place before they finally spring into motion.
Whoa!
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
If you disable a line, and I will click the sample, and I'll paint here. Now I'll paint down here. You can see it's not maintaining the relationship.
I do.
responsibility all to myself. Neither do you. We share.
Alright, well, let us continue by exploring the personal backdrop to this particular year together.
Of the alignment to painting, it's always sampling from the same spot.
Well, we'll go ahead and do whatever we want and won't be patriotic. So the fear of the public and their quite plausible concern has been exploited for this purpose, not just in the United States. I mean, that's worldwide. You know, almost every country you look at, something similar is happening. Because everyone understood right away, every harsh, repressive force in the world recognized instantly.
One cool feature of the clone tool is you can actually sample from one picture and paint in another one.
Made it so that the people working in the cold fusion field have been unable to get patents, and there are hundreds and hundreds of applications. But the patent office says, no, cold fusion doesn't work, and we're not going to even look at your patent applications. And there's, because this could destroy the power companies, this could destroy the oil companies, the coal companies, and the power lines across the country and so forth would no longer be needed.
ZBC out of Newton. A lot of low flights today. I don't know if all of them are on the board. Board op. Control loop. Not that that would mean anything either. It is amazing what so many have done with so little, without any awareness at all. I'll be at the ZBC out of the Newton. You know that English is actually German with just a slight little effect added to it. If you play it backwards through various animal psyches, it's very similar to French, because we all know that. New metaphysics scary guys have been trying to squeeze it in here. I don't know if there's enough room for all of us inside. get a little KY out and see if we can all get along ensemble. S'il vous plaît.
So that the spoiler can always justify his acts on the victim.
We're talking about money. We're talking about great big money.
So with my chicken head sampled, I could go back to Michael and begin to paint a chicken head on him.
Roger, the real truth of the matter is that he was tormented by this decision.
I wanted to do because I thought it was the right thing to do.
Pressure on them to get a contract.
Big dick on the big deal, though. So you're gonna love it, dude.
This isn't about anything else.
Is that immediately after the incursion into Kuwait on August 2nd, that Thursday, Friday, the
forcing them to negotiate with
secretly brought to the floor of the United States Senate a Senate bill
negotiate with you.
It was brought to the Senate floor at 3:30 a.m.
It is never really quite your fault.
When there was not a quorum in the Senate, there were at most 10 senators even in attendance at the Senate at that time, and they put this bill onto the floor, 2834, which specifically authorizes for the first time in history the United States President to formulate, initiate, and prosecute covert operations without any prior communication to the United States Congress. It also specifically authorizes the President to use any federal agency, not only the Central Intelligence Agency or the National Security Council,
the
Enforcement Administration, any federal agency to undertake covert operations. Thirdly, it authorizes the President to utilize funds that have been appropriated by the United States Congress.
Now, I'm going to read some words, and they won't make any sense, but I want you to listen to them anyway, and look at me all the time. Can you do that? Yes, Monica. Can you feel my hand on the back of your neck? Yes. Does any of this hurt? No. Okay, no. Look at me. Ready? Cyrus? Socrates? Particle? Decibel?
Hurricane?
Chula? Monica?
Such a cloak to
David?
Corporations, individuals,
Monica.
All of this. I think that in the 1980s, under President Reagan, there was a kind of a synergy. A coming together.
I wonder if I did that right. What were those words for, Mommy?
Strengthened.
the White House, in the Pentagon, in the CIA.
There
was a general trend towards deregulating, towards getting the government off of corporations back and leave them alone. And this came together in kind of a fine flash and allowed the...
You are my mommy.
The blockbuster. And under the quote, national security, I'm afraid that, in my opinion, a field day was held.
Tell me about the MILSTAR.
MILSTAR is a satellite system that, if completed, will cost about $35 billion. It is designed to run a six-month nuclear war against the Soviet Union. The concept is that after Washington is destroyed, after the Pentagon is reduced to smoke and radiating ruins, after our government is in effect decapitated, the MILSTAR, which is to be a system of 6 to 8 satellites and thousands of ground terminals, will weave together what remains of our strategic nuclear forces so that they can keep on fighting, keep on broadcasting launch orders, not for days or weeks after World War III begins, but for 6 months.
So that President Bush, barring he's not around, is buying oil.
But I don't think he'd appreciate that as much as adding more hair.
Or whoever survives, it might be a one-star brigadier general cruising down the highway.
Also, if you have a document with multiple layers, you can choose to sample through all the layers by enabling this option right here.
Construction now, and
it's running into some problems. The estimated cost of it has doubled in recent years.
No one speed
ever
bank. We are merely the vessel in which these qualities
designed. That's a nice piece of understatement. Technology. But it continues to roll on, costing about $1 billion a year for our
enemy. And guess what rules?
That's the bottom line.
Was designed to nuke the Kremlin.
I'm going to fuck you. I'm afraid that.
Actually,
two with my big dick and the big steel, though. So you're going to love it, bitch.
Actually, a more military model would explain more things. Like command and control. Money's just part of that. It's just a subsystem of that. Ego is also a nice on certain dishes in the cooler weather. Can be very soothing to certain groups of vertebrae down the spine.
So the clone tool is one of my all-time favorite tools. It allows you to take out dust and scratches or really editorialize and create different images.
We find that, I find that in almost every field that I get into. You get into something that is going to change the status quo. You're going to have people fighting it with everything that they can. There's several. First of all, right now we are burning fossil fuels. creating a lot of stuff that we don't want. And with cold fusion, you can take what's left over from that we're trying to bury and turn it into energy.
Apply the style highlight.
You can almost skate here, but you'd have to be really good. Why are you so different from the other people? Like you said. She kind of blurts it out without doing a whole lot of thinking first. But it seems like a good question. Cold.
They could take the nuclear waste that everybody's arguing about whether they want to put it at Yucca Flats and
that's right. Yeah.
Use it up.
Yep. Yep.
I'm at the spot. Have no something. I'm told to slide. I'm at the spot. I've quick and line. I'm pulsing my head and then take pulse. Quick and line.
Was not the right thing to do.
This is the greatest play to come along in the last decade. You're being offered it. It isn't a black play.
The right thing to do would have been to direct Jose play, but that was not the right thing to do.
Do you know what these are, Herr Rosenberg?
I don't understand German.
They are reports, detailed reports. Reports concerning certain experiments undertaken at the clinic. I don't get it. Can you guess what kind of experiments, Rosenberg?
How could I?
Very strange experiments.
Strange.
Experiments with human beings.
Presley in the locker room in this country club. You want to talk about it?
You know, when I just think back to what that man said to me, it makes my blood want to boil.
Dad, this sort of thing shouldn't surprise you.
Well, Jack, it does surprise me.
We're talking about a deadly disease. All I'm saying is it's an imperfect world out there. People still have a lot of questions and fears when it comes to this disease. It's not fair. Life is not fair. Life is life. And when it comes to AIDS, people are scared.
I feel so humiliated for what John is having to go through because of my disease.
This second set of voice samples shows the way in which voices have been heard breaking into public service broadcasts.
Well, John bumped into an old friend of his in the locker room at the country club. He gave him the cold shoulder, and when John tried to get to the bottom of it, my having AIDS turned out to be the problem. What did he say? Well, he told John that he had a responsibility as a member not to bring his sick wife around. Apparently it's out who John is married to. I cannot believe how heartless people can be. Unfortunately, it's a reality I have to face. But it's something I have to live with, and I will live with it. I have no choice. But it breaks my heart for what it's doing to John. He loves you. I know that, darling. But I can't lose sight of his standing in the community and how that standing is
for you bitches.
Because he's married to a woman with AIDS.
Somewhere, we came to sundry sullen towns where we'd stop for gas and nothing but blue-jeaned Elvis Presley's in the road.
In a few years, science will ask for the documents and we'll continue our experiments on a gigantic scale. We are ahead of our time, Abel. We are to be sacrificed. It's only logical.
And then bend over and pull your cheeks apart so we can have a nice look at your ass.
The old society, Abel, was based on extremely romantic ideas of man's goodness. It was all very complicated, since the ideas didn't match the reality. The new society will be based on a realistic assessment of man's potentials and limitations. Man is a malformation, the perversity of nature.
We need to beat somebody up.
That is where our experiments come in. We deal with the basic construction and reshape it. We set the productive forces free and control the destructive ones. We exterminate what is inferior and increase what is useful.
Get a collective bargaining agreement that protects you, because...
One day you can tell all this to anyone who is willing to listen. No one will believe you. Despite the fact that anyone who makes the slightest effort can see what is waiting in the future.
But down beyond them, the roar of fresh creeks and the feel of the high mountains not far away. And finally, we got out on a real narrow, tar country road and headed up toward the mountains for sure. Parked the car and got all our gear out and arranged it in the warm sun. Jaffe put things in my knapsack and told me I had to carry it or jump in the lake.
Often the researcher, as in this case, will leave the radio and recorder switched on for long periods of time.
Let's consider the proposition that interplanetary spaceflight has become a commercial proposition. There are regular liners running between the planets. And the Martian Queen, we'll say, is such a liner, a spaceship making a short-run orbit from Mars to Earth. This time, she's carrying 150 passengers and a crew of 30 or so. She made a long, uneventful trip from space, and now she's approaching the last leg of her voyage, the deceleration for landing.
Your attention, please. Throughout the trip, artificial gravity has been maintained by spin around the long axis of the ship. In 3 minutes, the gyros will begin to slow the spin. We have to stop the rotation around the axis of the ship in order to apply thrust along it.
This is done in an attempt to capture voices that break in unexpectedly. Frequencies.
lived at that time in a big house. It was left by my grandfather to his children, and they didn't have much money aside from the house. It was a very large wooden house, and I would run wires all around the outside.
Get into your bunks and fasten your safety belts.
Captain Daring, we're approaching Earth a little over 60 miles per second.
We need to land at this speed.
How much time do we have?
About 15 seconds.
The rocket tubes are aligned properly with respect to Earth. The timer is set. Ready?
Yep. Strapped in and ready. Keep her on automatic to the last 5,000 feet. I'll bring her down from there manually.
Right, sir.
Plugs in all the rooms, so I could always listen to my radios. Which were upstairs in my lab.
There she goes.
Blue, the engine room. Get engineering on the other climb. We're out of control. We're dropping straight toward Earth.
I also had a loudspeaker. Not the whole speaker, but the part without the big horn on it.
Strongly. It doesn't leave blue water in the bowl.
Well, vanishing produces a clear solution.
Told us that owners don't want a contract at all. They don't agree to a contract. 70% of first-time negotiations.
One day, when I had my earphones on, I connected them to the loudspeaker and I discovered something.
We were optimistic. We wanted sick pay and health insurance.
I put my finger in the speaker, and I could hear it in the earphones. I scratched the speaker, and I'd hear it in the earphones. And I'd hear it in the earphones.
We wanted to stop management from firing us without just cause.
The Martian Queen had been heading towards White Sands Spaceport. And as a matter of course, the radar teams at White Sands had been alerted for the landing.
That's a huge bypassing of the traditional corporate IT structure.
His name is Teddy. Teddy, this is David.
Hello, Teddy.
Hello, David.
David, Teddy is a super toy, and I know you'll take good care of each other.
I am not a toy.
So I discovered that the speaker could act like a microphone. And you didn't even need any batteries. At school, we were talking about Alexander Graham Bell, so I gave a demonstration of the speaker and the earphones. I didn't know it at the time.
For some of the things that you've said in the films that you've made, how are your films received outside of the U.S., and how are you received outside of the U.S.?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm grateful that I'm in a country where I can do it without being gunned down in the street, which is why I think we have a particular responsibility. Living in Guatemala, where I now would be disappeared. How are we received? In most countries, especially Latin American countries, I'm kind of a heroine. I mean, when I go there, it's amazing.
The speaker and the earphones. I didn't know it at the time.
I ended up weeping through Panama. After the film had come out.
Yeah, let's bend over a bit more, love.
Hey, yo, my life is like Roots, it's a true story. It's too gory for them televised fables on cable. I'm a runaway slave watching the North Star. Shackles on my forearm, running with a gun in my palm. I'm an African, never was an African-American. Blacker than black, I take it back to my origin. Same skin, hated by the Klansmen. Big nose and lips, big hips and butts dancing. Whoa, I'm an African.
But I think it was the type of telephone he originally used. So now I had a microphone, and I could broadcast from upstairs to downstairs, and from downstairs to upstairs. Using the amplifiers of my rummage sale radios. At that time, my sister Joan, who was 9 years younger than I was, must have been about 2 or 3, and there was a guy on the radio called Uncle Don that she liked to listen to. He'd sing little songs about good children and so on, and he'd read cards sent in by parents telling that Mary so-and-so is having a birthday this Saturday at 25 Flatbush Avenue. One day, my cousin Francis and I sat Joan down and said that there was a special program she should listen to. Then we ran upstairs and we started to broadcast.
just the way that 20 years ago workers brought in PCs behind the backs of the mainframe guys. Workers are starting to smuggle peer-to-peer applications into businesses under the noses of the IT department.
Situations with his 500 people in an auditorium who still haven't found their loved ones. Who still have missing persons, who still don't have homes.
With us. Together we will explore this year of creation and manifestation with 9 evening workshops. 9 evening workshops each designed to contribute to your magical participation with the energies and forces of this year.
This is Uncle Don. We know a very nice little girl named Joan who lives on New Broadway. She's got a birthday coming. Not today. But such and such. She's a cute girl. We sang a little song, and then we made music. Deedle-dee-dee, doodle-doot-doot, deedle-dee-dee-dee, doodle-doot-doo. We went through the whole deal.
Bountiful creation, abundant success and beyond. Power manifest, a new domain of magic. Reclaiming your dignity and freedom, unraveling and activating the greatest secret of success as you are involved in discovering and engaging the elegance of creating and manifesting.
And then we came downstairs. How was it? Did you like the program? It was good, she said. But why did you make the music with your mouth?
7 of the topics with which we will together work this year. Becoming an artisan of triumph. Resonance magic, the remarkable power of unconscious presence, the magic of divine union and new vistas of hope. The mystical core of great magic. These are the remaining of the 9 evening workshops.
Martin, no.
Contest to see who he comes to first. Come here, Teddy. Come here, boy. Teddy. Come here. You calm too. Come here, Teddy. Come on. Come here, boy. Teddy. Teddy. Come here. Come on, Teddy. Come here.
Come here, Teddy.
Come here, Teddy. Teddy. Teddy, come. Here, Teddy. Come here.
Come here, Teddy.
Come, Teddy. Come.
Mommy. Mommy.
Are they torturing you, Teddy?
He used to be a super toy, but now he's old and stupid.
One day, I got a telephone call. Mister? Are you Richard Feynman? Yes. This is a hotel. We have a radio that doesn't work and would like it repaired. We understand you might be able to do something about it. But I'm only a little boy, I said. I don't...
You want them? Yes, please. So I guess now you're the new super toy, so what good stuff can you do? Oh, can you do power stuff like walk on the ceiling or the walls? Anti-gravity, like float or fly? Can you?
Well, now, yes, we know that. But we'd like you to come over anyway. It was a hotel that my aunt was running, but I didn't know that. I went over there with... And they still
still tell the story, a big screwdriver in my back pocket. Well, I was small, so any screwdriver looked big in my back pocket. I went up to the radio and tried to fix it. I didn't know anything about it, but there was also a handyman at the hotel, and either he noticed, or I noticed, a loose knob on the rheostat to turn up the volume so that it wasn't turning the shaft. He went off and filed something and fixed it up so it worked.
No, because I'm real. No, because... walk on the ceiling or the walls.
The next radio I tried to fix didn't work at all. That was easy. It wasn't plugged in right.
Anti-gravity, like float or fly.
This was demonstrated on ABC one morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a great way to use to get rid of all of that old unwanted stuff that we're trying to bury over there near Art Bell.
I know.
Use it up, but then you can go to water and plain nickel and generate it, and this has been demonstrated. So, there's one chap that has been able to get patents in this field, mainly because when you're old, they expedite your patent applications. Mm-hmm. And he's my age, so he's real old.
You're what?
I'm 80 now.
You are 80. Kind
yep.
of never...
Example of a supernova remnant. Pillow deploying retrieval systems officer reports a release now with the arm backing away from the Spartan satellite. Again, Spartan will perform a pirouette maneuver. That's as part of its pre-programmed timer.
As the repair jobs got more and more complicated, I got better and better and more elaborate. I bought myself a milliameter in New York and converted it into a voltmeter that had different scales on it by using the right lengths.
By random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision. They are representatives of abstract forces who have reached power through surrender of self.
We wanted an end to scheduling practices based on race and breast size.
The first is that in the original design, there would not only did you not see any URLs, you certainly did not see any HTML.
Never know what you'll see or hear because it's unrehearsed.
People come out of prison, repeat their crimes at an 80% level.
It's called real TV.
The new Republican Congress, they've done more in a couple weeks than the Democrats did in 4 years.
Thank you for all the play.
But we need
to get on with it. You know, tax system today, progressive income tax system has been with us since just after the turn of the century. Too many Americans are paying up to 50% of their taxes once you add in state and local taxes. That means you work the first 6 months for government and the next 6 each month you work for yourself. The progressive income tax system has proven to be loaded up with special interest deductions and things of that sort. And so I think it's time that we have a fair tax system. It's time that we have one low, fair, flat tax rate for all Americans. Right. The current system does not work. Why are you going to reform something that doesn't work? You want to replace it. Today, welfare recipients are considered to be losers. We need to completely change that and to treat welfare recipients and those who need welfare as winners. Get them back on their feet. Get them employed. Give them the self-dignity that they need to take care of themselves and their families. And so let's get rid of the system that treats them as losers and treats them as dependents. Let us treat them as winners and make them independent, and that means replacing the current welfare system.
There's no...
Which I calculated... A very fine copper wire. It wasn't very accurate, but it was good enough to tell whether things were in the right ballpark at different connections in those radio sets.
Can you?
No, because I'm real.
Can you break this?
I better not.
These things, they do look better in pieces. They do.
I can't.
Stand up. Look, they made you bigger than me.
Who did?
Well, they did, the doll makers. They made you taller.
Why don't you look like one?
Like one?
You're not cute like a doll. You just look like someone's ordinary kid. When's your birthday?
I never had a birthday.
Okay, when were you first built? When's your build day?
I don't remember.
Okay, what's the first thing you can remember?
The iron-willed dictator is a thing of the past. There will be no more Stalins, no more Hitlers. The rulers of this most insecure of all worlds are rulers by accident. Inept, frightened pilots with controls of a vast machine they cannot understand, calling in experts to tell them which buttons to push.
A bird. What sort of bird? A bird with big wings. And feathers sticking up from the bottom.
Can you draw it?
Yes. That looks like a peacock. Can you say peacock? Peacock. Can you say pea? Pea. Now say that two times fast.
The main reason people hired me was the Depression. They didn't have any money to fix their radios, and they'd hear about this kid who would do it for less.
Now, let's get in some hard facts here. There's a chart put out by my colleagues in High Weirdness by Mail. but it's only the bottom-up chart. There is another chart, the top-down identity of the power bureaucracy in the West chart, which has never seen the light of publication other than Bob Marshall's newsletter. And this chart features an explanation of what's happening today. You see, as of 1945, the secret government in the top-down level was a solar government. The front was the United Nations, but the figure for that was national identity, hence decentralizing, decolonizing, breaking up the old Western empires, and allowing these little countries to have a nation, hence many nations in the United Nations. But those were the figures, were the ground of the secret solar government. Now, what was the technological government for that? Radio and movies. That's in the 40s and 50s. Now, the symptoms of that was the Cold War, the information war of television, which was all World War III. Now, when you have a situation where the ground is hidden and the figures are available, you'll have a war going on. And the war is the decentralizing of the previous ground.
The algebra is fast as you could. It was wonderful practice. And I got better and better, and I eventually got to be the head of the team.
Beautiful, all that. Pretty. I'd like that. Now turn around, would you? Let's have a look. Now you can sit back down again. That's lovely. I see you've got quite a bit of hair. Would you be prepared for films to shave it off?
Stephanie emphasized that we needed a union security clause, otherwise management could bust the union.
Me, a standing ovation, a white woman representing the government that destroyed their country.
A tradition at companies, the IT guys, the IT Nazis, those poor guys that are often...
Now, when something's decentralized, it means the authority and the tight center, the center that cannot hold, Yeats told us about, it always can hold, but it appears that it's not holding in the obsolete forms. So war breaks out among the obsolete forms.
They had the ship pinpointed in their screens, and when the Martian Queen stopped decelerating, they knew there was something wrong.
The second chapter is called The Lotus Eaters, and this is the chapter in which he has this fanciful affair with this girl whom he's never seen. He goes to the post office to pick up from general delivery the letter for Henry Flower, and it's a silly letter from this little girl writing, and the main thing she asks is, what perfume does your wife use? Significant question. And he goes from with this letter in his pocket then to see a Catholic mass, to attend a Catholic mass, where he sees deceased people eating the host, and he associates this with the lotus eaters and so forth and so on.
Yeats to Zion to contribute to your magical participation with
So you have to decentralize the world government when you have a solar government.
Thank you.
Instinct, but it can be done and turned to an advantage. Let the love squirt out of you like a fire hose of molasses. Give him the kiss of life. Stick your tongue down his throat. Taste what he's been eating and bless his digestion. Ooze down into his intestines and help him along with his food. Let him know that you revere his rectum as part of an ineffable whole. Make him understand that you stand in naked awe of his genitals as part of the master plan. Life in all its rich variety, do not falter. Let your love enter in unto him and penetrate him with a divine lubricant. Makes KY Leland feel like sandpaper. It's the most mucilaginous, the slimiest, ooziest lubricant ever was or shall be. Amen.
The secret government ironically became a technology, the laser beam itself. Therefore, the figure was world government, but it was a solar stage.
Or no, you don't sound like an,
well,
you
don't
sound like an 80-year-old at all.
I don't feel like most of the 80-year-olds that I see.
Well, that's good.
So I learned to do algebra very quickly, and it came in handy in college. When we had a problem in calculus, I was very quick to see where it was going and to do the algebra fast. Where it was going and to do the algebra fast. Another thing I did in high school was to invent problems and theorems. I mean, if I were doing any mathematical thing at all, I would find some practical example for which it would be useful. I invented a set of right triangle problems, but instead of giving the lengths of two of the sides to find the third, I gave the difference of the two sides. A typical example was, there's a flagpole, and there's a rope that comes down from the top. When you hold the rope straight down, it's 3 feet longer than the pole. And when you pull the rope out tight, it's 5 feet from the base of the pole. How high is the pole? I developed some equations for solving problems like that.
You gotta keep a young point of view. But so who's this guy who got the patents, and why doesn't he do something with it?
This is Jim Patterson, and he is doing something about it, but they've run him out of money.
What do you mean?
He has patents on this. He has demonstrated cells with 1 watt of electricity going in and 1,000 watts of heat coming out.
Wow, that's
this
amazing.
Has been demonstrated, and he demonstrated these things on ABC. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess the thing I don't understand.
Generate this. It doesn't take an awful lot of apparatus to generate the heat. What it does take is the development of a practical working unit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably going to cost $5 or $10 million.
I noticed some connection. Perhaps it was sine squared plus cosine squared equal.
The technological government was television, and the symptoms were an awareness of pollution and the decentralizing of the solar government.
It's very painful kind of gratitude to have to accept.
In the course of your documentary filmmaking, who are some of the characters, quote unquote, that you've featured in your films that have you looked back on that have been heroes to you and that you've admired, and who are some of the villains as you look back now and that you are less admiring of?
The villains often lose their villainy for me when I'm face to face with them because they're some other human being. Mm-hmm. With a lot of problems, clearly. Mm-hmm. And clearly real off course.
It meant war on the solar government level.
I mean, I remember interviewing John Hall, who was
one that reminded me of trigonometry.
Kind of a, was operating a big farm in Costa Rica, which was accepting the weapons to fight.
Now, a few years earlier, perhaps when I was 11 or 12, I had read a book on trigonometry that I had checked out from the library.
Illegally.
Fascinating character. Talk about him.
I mean, here is this guy who believes that give me an hour of your time and I will convince you.
About U.S. policy.
Yeah, about the need to kill to fight communism.
Which led to Dr. Beter's Battle of the Harvest Moon. Then in 1977... the year of the Battle of the Harvest Moon, the secret government, the secret ground, was mass man. Now, mass man does not mean quantity. It means traveling at the speed of light, instant access everywhere. So mass man itself, like the computer environment, which garbage in, garbage out, feeds on its own products.
We'll figure out something.
In other words, Mass Man now was a gaping maw. In other words, Mass Man now was a gaping maw, a huge discarnate icon eating itself.
But the book was by now long gone. I remembered only that trigonometry had something to do with relations between sines and cosines.
Wherever one ferrets it out. He said things on camera like, if it was up to me, we'd put all the Kennedys, I can't remember. Mow them all down with a machine gun. That's what this country needs.
Oh, that's too bad.
That one there lives in the Watergate. They were there the night of the break-in.
Oh, you don't want anything?
Sir, I have met yams with more going on upstairs than those two.
Oh, no, Bob.
Maw? M-A-W. Uh-huh. You know, a gaping, hungry maw.
important issue for our country than national security. There's no more important issue for our country than national security. Important issue for our country than... There's no more important issue country than national security. And we certainly need a president who understands that foreign policy...
Selling mad cracker rapping. Peter Tosh tried to tell us what happened. He was saying if you black, then you African. So they had to kill him and make him a villain, cause he was teaching the children. I feel him. Dunn was trying to drop us a real gem. That's why we fucking holes in the ceiling when we hearing I'm an African. I'm an African. And I know what's happening. I'm an African. I'm an African. And I know what's happening. You an African. You an African. Do you know what's happening? I'm an
flip-flop, naughty dreadlock, fuck a cop, hip-hop, make your head bop, bounce to this, socialist movement, my environment made me the nigga I am, Uncle Sam came and got me and the rest of my fam, try to infiltrate and murder off the best of my clan, I'm not American, punk, Democrat, or Republican, remember that, most of the cats you know be hustling, my mama worked all her life and still struggling, I blame it on the government and say it on the radio, and if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kissing niggas got to go, got to go, got to go.
By taking away the guitar, one would be taking away something, but at the same time, it could present it in such a different light and to so many more different people. To it. I won't do it until I'm 45 and I feel like directing a show, but that's okay. You know, I really realized when I'm turning 30 that kind of this is it, and I don't have the rest of my life to play certain characters in shows or to have the kind of body that I have. That's going to leave me in time, and that's okay, but I need to enjoy it and use it while I have it, you know, use it or lose it. And I can't play the young, beautiful vixen in this play when I'm 52 years old.
That's why we had the proliferation of cable and all these various fiber optic technologies giving us a surfeit of imagery and sound.
We had to fill that maw.
That maw of...
About this. If he was created to love, then it's reasonable to assume he knows how to hate. And if pushed to those extremes, what is he really capable of?
Mass man eating himself, right?
forces and forces of the year, so that this year of creation, this year of manifestation, can be a splendid year. So that during this year, you can create the alliance, the third alliance, beyond dominion, beyond the mystery, the alliance with creation and manifestation, with the mastery, with the artistry, with lifting creation and manifestation to a new level, to a new octave of expression and reflection in your world.
For our country, the national security. Important issue for our country.
I remember when Julie and, what's her name, Trisha.
You in the middle of, what the hell are you in the middle of?
Ma, there's the,
great word, that's like Hoyt.
You like that Hoyt word? So I began to work out all the relations by drawing triangles.
Oh yes, it can be a lofty year, a powerful year, an exciting year.
Charge of Control Tower 1 put in a fast emergency call to the commanding officer's White Sands spaceport.
By drawing triangles. And each one I proved by myself. So the Ma was hooked up as a secret ground. So what would be the figures? The figures would be solar government on the universal stage.
General Stanley speaking. What's that, Major? The Martian Queen. The Martian Queen. Where? Yes, I understand. All right, get all data you can on her. Now keep the radar tracking as long as possible and try to compute an orbit.
Shop. The owners hired workers who wouldn't join, and they swiftly lost their union. Into negotiations, expecting to negotiate. But for the first 2 months, we just kept sending proposals back and forth. Proposal. and for him.
We say, watch us move.
There's no more important issue for our country than national security.
WZ, it's a network, many portions of which you have no knowledge. I'd just like to tell you what you don't know. It's kind of like the equivalent of putting a bell over your head and smacking it with a big mallet. For hours and hours. Wow, speaking Spanish love cantatas in the background. New metaphysics. Gary Geiserman's right here for you. Don't worry. I'll change that diaper for you. I'll rub my nose in it. Because in exchange for being the media Hitler of this moment of yours, I will seemingly deface myself and be ripped apart by wild animals. Seemingly. Not get carried away with it. I got a broomstick for you if you get out of line.
I can hear
now. Since we have been thrust ceremoniously back to the pre-60s, otherwise known as the 40s or the 1890s, I'm completely dazzled and bedraft of the deciphering key and all the excitement and all this Americanisher bullshit going on now. It's almost like a sex fetish, like a sex aid for the vox populace. All those geopolitical fetishists out there, which is you. You and your kind, my friend. Living here in the homeland of the mothership of Operation Command, Control, and Command and Control. G7 style, with G number one being what counts. Screw the Japs, man. Fatherlanders. The Dutch financial kingpins. Secret government on the dark side of the moon. Screw them. We are a country that can literally have puppet leadership and see, here in America, every man is a Nazi. His own kind of Nazi man. We've come full circle on it. And it's okay. If you have a wife you can beat, go right ahead. Have a good lawyer around and some cash cashed. You can secretly be that legal Nazi of your neighborhood. because no one's going to kick you around. Nobody kicks an American around, man. One American life, priceless. Dead dogs and third world canoe builders. Oh, they're worth less. Because we have a dream here in America today. A dream that created the vastness, the greatness. So all of yous work for cable and answer the phone when customers call up.
Always used to wonder.
You hear me?
To a desert.
You all work for a big corp. Customer service. And you're talking to Charlie Langerhorns from Pittstown, Iowa. Who has gone to college and knows what for. And your job as a living embodiment of this great land of Allen is to talk him down. You represent without representation. It's a free country. Respond without responsibility. With the broomstick. It's not about the money. Just remember that. That's a straw man argument. Now, a lot of it is about the money, but we know that. All the rest, however, it's about all the rest. Not about the money.
Our coral mate.
Command and control. In the bunker. Secure the perimeter, I say.
Nothing here that doesn't fade.
And we certainly need a president who understands that foreign policy
into something rich and strange. And I alone to blame.
And it's fine, but do it now or don't do it. And it's really interesting.
I also calculated the sine, cosine, and tangent of every 5 degrees.
Incredible, yeah. And it is also important to point out that this year is a year of creation, a year of manifestation for everyone, not just for those like yourself who explore and work with us. On a personal level, for people throughout the world, let us suggest this, you included, but let us suggest this. While the international backdrop offers a foundation of potential through the solid faces of creation, and the national setting, particularly in the United States, but also in other national settings, and though the national setting offers the fomentation of opportunity with the fluid faces, on a personal level, the energies and forces produce a cauldron of transformation. Yes. From a foundation of potential to a fomentation of opportunity comes now a cauldron of transformation. A cauldron of transformation in which all six faces, solid and fluid, all six faces present themselves.
Hence the retrieval of the solar outer space ghetto and movies like George Lucas's Star Wars movies. That was an anesthetic, a rearview mirror replay of the fun of the 40s and 50s, of the battles of the solar government.
And within the midst of such presentment,
nights I swim in the blue lagoon.
flying low.
Starting with the sine of 5 degrees as given.
But my mind was somewhere.
By addition and half angle formulas that I had worked out.
And if you ever get this letter, thinking of you, love and kisses.
Cowhide luggage from room service, then told me he had reservations on the next plane for L.A. And here I was, all alone in Las Vegas, with this goddamned incredibly expensive car, completely twisted on drugs, no cash, no story for the magazine, and on top of everything else,
which now were a comforting figure. The technological government in the phase of mass man was the computer.
Of everything else, I had a gigantic hotel bill to deal with.
I want to know where she's going to hit. And get a tight beam communications line to that ship. I want to speak to Captain Deering personally.
Big bald head, disappearing behind the boulevard. It's Sharky's night. Yeah, it's Sharky's night tonight. And the manager says, Sharky, he's not at his desk right now. Could I take a message? Sharky says, hey, Kamasabe, long time no see. He says, hey, sport,
newborn,
you connected us. You pick up the pieces. He says, you know, I can see two tiny pictures of myself, and there's one in each of your eyes. And they're doing everything I do. Every time I light a cigarette, they light up there. I take a drink, and I look skin, and they're drinking too. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts.
You can't always read it from God's word. There's two words in the original language for God's word. One is logos. That means the written word. There it is. How do you go to heaven? You got to get born again. That's where everybody all the time, every country, every situation, every age, every generation must be born again. No exception, no limitation, no exclusion.
Sharky says, deep in the heart of darkest America, home of the brave, he says, listen to my heartbeat.
Wonderful. I do hope that you find that very comforting as you smash into cars driving up and down your highway.
When you see an ambulance, you have to take care. You can't just drive without defensive attitudes.
Arm hurts.
I'm taking you to the closest hospital. We'll have you to the emergency room in no time at all.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Oh. Just over there. See? You see? You can see the roof of the hospital in the distance. No. No, that's not the hospital. That's a cathedral. Lovely cathedral.
Ask. There can't be a cathedral out here. Look at it.
Oh, no, no. It's not a cathedral, you're right.
I think it's just rocks, isn't it?
Yes, it's rocks.
And therefore, what happened? You had the decentralizing of the universal government. Now, what would be the universal government? That would be both inner and outer spaces.
Little tiny people going places, and Sharky says, you know, I bet they could all land on the head of a pin.
W.
You know, they say that age kills the fire inside of a man, that he hears death coming. He opens the door and says, come in, give me rest. That is a pack of lies.
Interior other dimensions, not just our dimension, and the external dimension of our own sensory life on a corporate level.
Your job will be described as a temporary part-time fund employment. And I'm thinking, do they do that to the steel workers?
Alan's exact words were, we are not expected to work hard. He said, this is a part-time temporary job where you don't have to work very hard.
I guess I just asked him if he was trying to piss us off by saying that. I mean, like, why would you say something like that to somebody who's spending up to 12 hours a day at a bargaining table, you know, in a job that they didn't care about or they thought they were doing it just for fun? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's insulting.
It's important. As a matter of fact, the essence, in many respects, of being president is how you conduct foreign policy.
Deserve this. To die like this. I was building the house. Deserves got nothing to do with it.
If it were not for you, I'd be one of them. Walking the streets, wishing someone notice me. Spending my time in pubs, seeking meanings in casual stares. If it were not for you, I'd be one of them.
The European mind, the European life.
So no. Someone.
And as it were, emasculated by this.
In other words, a battle between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere.
The true spirituality, which would have come from this, has been killed.
Issue for our country than national security. And we certainly need a president who understands that
Kill them all. Kill them all now. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Hanging on by a toehold.
If it were not for you, the sunshine would long be gone. Leaving behind a winter of pains.
Who do you find out who you're supposed to marry? That's not in there. How do you find out if you're called to preach, teach, do something else? That's not in there.
Just a corporate skeleton for collecting bodily fluid. Because bodily fluids do have quite a bit of value. Ask somebody about it. And that bodily fluid,
I'll be one of them.
Has to go somewhere.
I would have long ago
outside of you.
And sacrifice.
Now this is the law. These are the rules.
To live life.
It's not a matter of questioning them, since
as it comes,
you
on the altar
put them there. It's just a matter of following the bouncing ball.
If it were not for you. In the world we live
so
in today.
So we need a containment vessel.
I would long be gone.
Exoskeletal.
Perhaps.
Outside of you.
I would long be gone.
For you to place your bodily fluids.
Perhaps. I would long be gone.
And those of everyone else. This was the challenge for today for Modern Man, and how, what the form, pulling it off, how would that come out? Not really important, as long as it does, and indeed it does today. Time for a celebration and perhaps even some sort of worship gone askew in some places. NewMetaphysics.com, a place of worship, if you will. Studio475.com/NewMetaphysics. If you're of the opposite spinning persuasion, don't want to speak for anyone now. So, land of plurality and getting used to.
The battle of the brain, interior as it may seem, its effects were external.
And the little girl sings.
So don't malign the corporation. Religion had gone as far as it could at sucking the life blood out of everyone. Little mom government can only tax the fluid strength out of you to a percentage, like paramutual extraction. So who had to pick up the tab, the heavy, heavy tab of modern humans? The model marvel of cooperative, competitive creation. like a monument to war did. Or to markets penetrated. And it had to be done with Adam's rib in the image of modern masculine gods. Because it was the masculine masculine organs considered to have the most fluid. However mistaken that philosophy may be. And Christ, after all, was of the masculine organ persuasion, according to legend. And the big WZBC.org in the sky, arcing across all land masses, human deviant activities, and market sectors, corporate subdivided alphabetically or according to sub-demographic data organization most people haven't heard of yet. The magic of WZBC in the sky. Like a big, masculine, athletic hero, fatally flawed, and actually coming down in flames, caught frozen in its highest moment of attainment, and exultation.
Hence you had the collapse of both the astral plane and the causal plane, the interior universal government, those guys who usher you in and out of this dimension when you die, you know, what they call the bardos. That's the universal government. Well, they, under the incredible post-angelic situation of the extension of humanity's central nervous system called mass man, permeated both inner and outer space, creating as a side effect the hypnosis of Carlos Castaneda via the hypnosis of synchronicity.
How do you know if you need to change your business or reinvest and just enlarge it? That's not in there. You see, so you have to have the rhema. The logos is the written word. Applies to everybody, all time, every situation. The rhema is what God speaks to you, that applies to you and nobody else but you. Touch somebody else in your situation. If so, God will talk to them. That's hearing the voice of God. And Romans 10:13, where it says, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God, uses the word rhema. It's the spoken word of God applying to a specific situation, not what's written down in general for everybody. Now, let's look at it like this. Let's say down at the plant. Sure, are there ever any rumors or any talk about the plant maybe even closing down or going out of business or being sold and shut down? Have you ever come home with that? Anytime? Okay, that's right. David's a tremendous husband, and he doesn't come home and cry on his wife's shoulder, because Charlotte just don't take it. Him being such a little squirt, she just backhands him. She just don't put up with that stuff. He don't come home bawl on her shoulder all the time, and I appreciate that about Dave very, very much. But you see, there's different rumors and different things about the plant going to close down. Of course, the Ferro Alloy plant did close, the mines were closed, and it could be true. But let's suppose that, boy, the rumors are flying hot and heavy, and they're going to close the plant down at the first of the year. It's going to be done. So all the guys, you know, boy, nobody's spending, nobody's buying anything. All they're going to do for Christmas card is just wave hi to their kids across the room and maybe sing a Christmas carol or something to them, you know, or repaint an old toy from last year's Christmas. And Amy back there laughing. She thinks that's really funny, doesn't she, Amy? Anyway, you see, and just, it's a tough thing for them to get a minimum wage job. You know, and they're stopping at Duke and Duchess and kind of chatting with the owners so they can maybe get a job pumping gas or Redhead or something like that. Or they're talking to the guys going along picking up cans. Or maybe they start throwing all their cans out the window now so they can go back and get them in January and have something there to pick up. And they're worried. They have bills. They have new cars, new houses and payments and all that stuff coming in. So we'll say here's David, and we use Blaine for example in early service. He just really said, and so he just gets away and prays and says, God, I have to know what to do. Because I was thinking about maybe giving $5,000, $10,000 to the church. I have to know if this plant's going out of business or not. He just gets away and prays and searches his heart and gets right with God. And he feels that God speaks to his heart and says, well, Blaine, this plant isn't going to shut down and things is tough now. And even Emma's talking about closing it down, but the price of metal is going to go way back up almost to $2. And you're going to get a raise. Matter of fact, you personally even going to get a promotion, and everything's going to be wonderful. You're going to be able to work all the overtime you want, and it's in the next 10 years is going to be the best years financially of your whole life. Now, you see, if he knew for sure that God told him that, would he be worried in cutting down Christmas? And just scratch a little note out to Judy or something instead of buying her a big gift like he normally does? No, see, he wouldn't worry at all. He'd just go out and buy a brand new truck, just like he did. He'd just go out and buy Judy a cabin up on Route 26, get it all fixed up for a little hideaway, okay?
Direction. features covered by her fallen gown, and all the lousy little poets come around trying to sound like Charlie Manson. Yeah, the white man dancing.
Issue for our country than national security, and we certainly need a president who understands that foreign policy is important. Important.
The matching of inner and outer, and exchange of inner and outer. Now that was a normal symptom of battle shock under universal government collapse. You see how this stuff is so crystalline, clear, yet muddled, but tasteful and accurate. It's articulate is what I'm doing. I am a poet. I'm a poet. Don't mind yet, Monroe.
You're the world's greatest artist.
Yes, I just want to finish the theme here. So as a result of the mass man secret ground creating universal stage with the figure of solar government, technological government computer, and the decentralizing of the universal government, hence the battle of the channels, Rantha and the boys, they're late showers. This battle has been going on between cosmic awareness and the evergreens since 1974, okay? That's the collapse of the universal government. We come to the final phase. The final ground is the second coming, which the chart here lists as today. But this chart was done in 1986, so today was then and is today. It's forever today. The second coming, the true characteristics of the second coming, as defined by Bob, is perpetual change. And that's the state we have now, which leads to a figure of the universal government, which is the Reagan Pope image, super iconic man, the cartoon images I talked about 2 weeks ago. The stage for universal government figure is myth. Figure, government, myth. And the technological government is satellite. Now, myth doesn't mean an image hoiked up as an anesthetic or a concept to rest your brain on. You know, the old idea of myth as a superstition. Myth is the actual structure of inner, outer, and both and plus, working as a support for you and them under discarnate conditions. The best we can come up with is the symptoms are a battle between the devil and the God, the battle between the state versus the church being the internal temporal bureaucracy, and the state being the external military bureaucracy, the battle between the Pentagon and the Pope, and the overriding collective symptom is waiting for a horrible moment. Thank you.
prototype was a WYSIWYG editor.
President who understands that foreign policy is important. Policy important. What's